very fact alone that the Torah has commanded us to observe the Yomtiv with so many mitzvahs, all of them Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, in addition to the fact that there has to be a Seder of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, that in itself indicates to us that there must be some special significance in the Yetzias Mitzrayim. And sometimes we tell ourselves that the importance lies in the fact that with Yetzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisroel was brought forth of the people. Whereas prior to that, he had been Bnei Avraham, Yitzchok, V'Yankiv, and he had grown into a family out of the Shibud Mitzrayim, the Gula that emerged therefrom, ultimately developed the Nisim Rizgura Mikol Amin, that we became an Am Hashem. But I believe that if we look somewhat more discerningly into Yetzias Mitzrayim, we'll see that there's more to it than that. And we will thereby gain a deeper understanding of what it means that we emerge as an Am, as a people, as a nation, rather than as a family. What is so significant about this fact? When we look into the mitzvahs of Torah, there are so many of them that center about Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, not merely the mitzvahs of the Yom Tov of Pesach and the night of Pesach, the Seder night, but so many other mitzvahs. Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. So many times we have to remind ourselves of this Zecher. And it's a daily mitzvah upon a Jew. Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, never to forget it. There must be something of special significance centering in this Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Let's take a look at the words of the Rosh, Yichlein Alevroche, Yorche Shai. There he tells us that a Jew is exhorted L'Toyach Hashem V'Chol Levavcho, to place your total and complete trust in Hashem Yisborach, and to rely on nothing except Hashem Yisborach. Together with that, reliance upon Hashem Yisborach is l'ha'an b'ashgochosei aprot, to have full faith in the fact that He oversees and cares for everyone individually in Klal Yisroel. One cannot be without the other. You cannot have full trust in Hashem Yisborach if you do not believe that it is He who guides and directs our lives under all circumstances. The Hamingbury, when you believe, Ki Eino Mishaitetaris Bechol Ha'oretz, that the eyes of God are continually observing the entire creation. The angel, and he's continually observing, called that to each, all that the human being is engaged in. Whether it be great things or small things, nothing evades the observation of a Hashem's blood. That's what Emune in Ashgokh Protis means. Uvoichin lay, and it is he who is able to test the hearts of mankind, v'choker kloyos, and he is able to delve into the depths of what goes on within man. Deeper than man himself is able to take note of. Odom Girele Nai Rashen Girele Bo was what Hashem Yisborach said to the prophet, to Shmuel Anobi. Even the prophet, if he gazes upon man and observes it, without the special gift of prophecy, merely because of the fact that he has reached a higher level of spiritual heights and has become a Navi, he cannot see within the deeper recesses of man where the eye of God does see. Viking lay the chaykat glorious. This is all part of the emune in Ashgokat Protis, that Hashem Yisborach directs and is interested in the affairs of mankind. He directs them because he has an interest so to do. Why is this so important? Ki mi she'in man asher yitzicho me'eretz Mitzrayim, he who has visholed does not understand to have full faith in this prime fact. Yitzicho me'eretz Mitzrayim, I have taken you forth from Egyptian bondage. Know you after Onoiti Hashem Elikecho Einen Man, that Jew has no faith and belief in a creator as such. One cannot say, I believe that Hashem has created a world and all therein, if he does not believe in this basic fundamental of faith, Hashgokha Protis. This is the specific foundation of Emune, specific to Klal Yisroel. With us, belief in the Creator means that he has never removed his interest from that which he has created. He guides it, he directs it, and there is nothing that takes place in this world of ours that is merely happenstance. Nietzsche, it is not so. Hashgokha Protis is the recognition of the Jew in the fact that nothing happens of itself. All of what we call nature is an expression of the Almighty's direction of affairs of creation. And he who does not understand and believe in Ashkoka Brothers Kashmisholem does not understand the fullness And that's why the first of the Asidus Hadibris is, you want to take Tere, you want to say that you are a Jew, a nation of Tere, but it doesn't stop there. Asher Oitzeisiko, Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mi'beis Avodim. That's what Yitzias Mitzrayim means. It's not merely a great fact that took place in history. It's Oitzeisiko. I brought you forth to set into the hearts of all Jews this fundamental faith that it is Hashem Yisborah who guides our affairs. And when was this apparent for all to see in Yitzias Mitzrayim? Where through the Nisim v'Nifloy that were beyond the limitations of what we call nature, there appeared the will of Hashem Yisborah in directing the affairs of that Bria which he had created. That's what we mean when we talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're not interested merely in relating the fact that we went forth from Egyptian bondage, as so many use that language. We went forth from Egyptian bondage. We did not go forth from Egyptian bondage. We were freed from bondage by Hashem Yisborah. And therefore, the Rosh says, Zeus Gudas Yisroel al kol ha'am. This is the specific virtue that makes Klal Yisroel different from all other peoples. It is this fact that we are different. But more than that, this is the basis of all of Torah. All mitzvahs are based upon this fact. And these words of the Rosh have led to various interpretations. What does he mean when he says that this is the basis of all of Torah? We can say that it means that just as without a unit in Hashem Yisborah, if one does not believe in a creator, there's no place for Torah. So also, if one does not believe Hashem in that sort of prophet, there's no place for faith. So this is the foundation stone of all of faith, the first of the Aseret Hadibros. And there are many other interpretations to what he means here. But I believe that there is a deeper understanding contained in these words of the Rosh. What is faith? What are Tanyak Mitzvahs? Ramach mitzvah asay. Do this, do that, do this, do that. Shasar mitzvah loishasay. Don't do this, don't do that. If there would be no mashgiach, if Hashem we do not believe in Hashgachat Pratis, in the interest, in the personal interest of Hashem Yisborah, in the individual lives of every member of Klal Yisroel, what purpose is there to say, don't do, you must do? This is Hashgachat Pratis. It means that there is a father, a king who's interested in directing us, in guiding us, and life is to be determined along those lines of this Ashgoche. This is the Yesod of all of Torah. Has to be sure, if this would be removed, there is nothing left of Mitzvah. Mitzvah means commandment. Commandment means there is one who commands. And if there is one who commands, he's interested in commanding. That's Hashgacha Pratit. Zeh Yesod Kol HaTorah Kulo. There is no place for Torah as such, merely by saying that we believe that this world did not come of itself, as the scientists would have it, but rather that there was a creator who through his will created it, a creator whose nature we know not, whose nature we understand not, and it is not for us to try to build into something which is beyond human capabilities. But more than that, he governs and directs Hashgacha Pratit. Therein lies the significance of Kol HaTorah Kulo. Torah is a system of mitzvahs, commandments. Katzivani Atayre. So was I commanded by Hashem Yisborah. Go to the Seder and we'll make the broches. Asher Kirishonu Benitzrezo Bitsivonu Alakilat Matzo. We don't eat it because it's a Jewish custom, because it's Judaism as a civilization. We do so because we were told we must do so. There is someone who directs our affairs and wishes us to live in a certain manner. In this manner and in no other way does he want us to live. Herein lies the basis of all of Torah. Zayin Yer Eden only Asher Etzisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim. We don't talk this night about an historical fact that took place thousands of years ago. We speak about Etzisicho, who brought forth that. And in that fact of Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was laid down this fundamental fact of Emunah, which carries Klal Yisrael down through the ages as a people of Torah, and which leads Klal Yisrael to that glorious future of which the Novi speaks, Bias Mashiach came. Without it, life loses all of its value. At the best, it becomes a system of customs to be dealt with at will. What is convenient, I do. What I feel is inconvenient today, I do not do. As so many other systems within Jewish folds, as we shall meet in Goyim, nor within the fold of Jews, born of Jewish fathers and Jewish mothers. And yet living, not because we are commanded, but because this is the custom of Jewish life. Totally empty. No value whatsoever. Any other custom could be created in its stead, as they seek continually to do. And then we call it halacha. Called also halacha. To us, halacha means halicha Yisrael. These are the paths of eternity. These are the ways of life taught us by Hashem Yisborah. In these paths shall you be able to proceed through the problems of living, because I am there to direct you. I am there to show you the way. And I am the one who tells you, do this and don't do that. That's what we mean when we talk about Asher Tzitzicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim. And that's why we have continually to pound away on this basic fundamental. All of our mitzvahs exist in that. And I was very, very fortunate a number of years ago to find that a great God, not talking about the Rosh Hashanah, expresses the same idea that Gadol Talmud. He speaks about the halacha of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shchiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, beyond Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim of the later Seder Pesach. And he says, Min HaKoyre, how is one Mitzrayim, Shchiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, not by talking about it in the Krishna daily, in the Parsha's teaching, that's only in the Rambam. That's not in the Midrash. And how are you making the Mitzvah Midrash? In performing every day the mitzvahs that you must perform, that is the Zeicher Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it would be proper at every time when you perform a mitzvah, to say, I remind myself of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So this idea of ours isn't far-fetched. The Gadol Talmud asked La'alot that every performance of a mitzvah, a mitzvah sa'seich, a mitzvah loisa'seich, carries within itself this basic fundamental concept, Shchiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because Shchiras Yetzias Mitzrayim means Hoytzeisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Hashgachat Abayim in so doing. And so when I do perform an act, because I was commanded so to do, it means that I recognize that I have one who is interested in directing my affairs, and only in that manner can a Jew live. When we arrive at this understanding, it brings us to another understanding in Emunah, which is contained within Hashgachat Protis and within Emunah in Abeli Yitzchorah, who is master of creation and without whom there can be nothing whatsoever. Only through his continual guidance and direction. The Ramban speaks in many places in his Perush on Chumash about this idea. One of the places is that in the Parsha Bori, in the mitzvah of Tfilah, there the Ramban points out there are those who find it difficult to believe that Hashem Yisborah is knowledgeable of so many particulars that take place in this world of ours. So many particulars in the life of one individual that individual himself can't possibly enumerate. How many particulars are involved in one day of living, physically, spiritually, emotionally, let alone a week of living, a month of living, 70 years of living. One individual couldn't possibly enumerate what puts together life. So how in the world can there be someone who not only is able to observe an individual in all his structure, but all individuals together, and an entire world, not merely of humans, but all that creation contains within it, this marvel of marvels that is gradually becoming more revealed to us in modern science through scientists who learn from it to deny that there is a being. How overwhelmed do we continue to become in the new things shown to us in this great world. And there are not preaching that I'm bonding, who deny because they say it's impossible. How is that possible? They judge a creator by their own power. Impossible for a human individual to have such powers. And everything is judged within those limitations. Like that philosopher who said that what I understand is, and what I don't understand is not. That was called philosophy. Excuse. Foolishness, the greatest magnitude. It's philosophy. Schopenhauer is one of the philosophers. And he said that. That what I know and understand is. And what I do not understand is not. So there's no wonder about these things that the Ramban mentions here, that there are those who deny. What does Hashem Yisborah do sometimes? He creates such wonders that break all the boundary lines of what is called nature. And many says have been forced to say, there must be a force beyond it all. But it still is not believed in Hashem is God, in a creator. It means only that we didn't know all the forces. There is another force. It doesn't believe to a moon. Didn't the Russian cosmonauts send the mission back that we didn't find angels flying around up here? We have proof. We took him a look. He came up on high and we didn't find them. So with all the wonders of this scientific age that can send man beyond outer space, still what is it used for? To prove. Not what the Ramban considered beyond reproof, but to prove again that there are more powers than we were unaware of. But not that there is a billion Hashem. Sholem Adam means fear. There's no end to this. L'chein geymer ha'kosuv. Therefore the Pasuk says in the Moshim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, L'man teda ki ani Hashem yekerev ha'oretz. The purpose of these wonders that go beyond the boundaries of nature are in order to arouse thought in man. And when you will begin thinking, you go beyond your being shut up within your own interests, your own selves. You begin using thought as it should be used, you will then realize that I am Hashem the care of the earth. And what does that mean? The Hoyerish to teach Allah's book, not only as he created, but he directs and guides. Ki lo ota oiso le mitrin ki dato. He did not leave the world to exist through happenstance, as science would have. This is what we must remember that Ramban says as the very basic fundamental of faith of Emunah. To tell Boneinu Ubneim Livneim Ubneim the Deirat, to continually impound in the minds and hearts of our children of generation after generation this concept of Emunah. Therefore, listen to this carefully, there's an unusual theism that I'm bound. We know that when one eats chametz the Pesach, as we show in Sky Chorus, so we say that chametz, that is a chametz, high chametz, that is a chametz. What's the problem? What's so strict about chametz? Why is it chametz and not a lot? And Ramban says the most interesting thing. Hepner me oidi inyan zeh, because this is the basis of Emunah. With the mitzvahs of Pesach, you are minding. Chas v'sholem, if you leave there, you leave Emunah. And the Jew without Emunah is not a over avere. He's not a Jew. That's the thing. Chomet with Pesach, when one does so benaisi, willfully, it means I deny what it stands for. I refuse to believe. That's what we must do. You refuse to believe, you cut yourself away from the source of eternal life. If one does not perform the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach, which is only an essay, because it means that he denies the Emunah. What value is there to life for a Jew if it's a life without Emunah? Therein lies the Chumrah. Foolish nifl. Pesach is a sheer in Emunah. The Seder Pesach is a sheer in Emunah. We sit at the Seder table, teaching ourselves, teaching our children. No, only the Abayei Echo. Asher hoitse sicho mer kufran bishalom. Implant this deeply. Let it become part of the inner recesses of your soul. Never move from it. Thus is Hayi. That's what Pesach means. That's what this Yom Kippur is. And now I understand what I was once told by a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Avraham Alashokachova, the Magen Nezer, the side of the book. He told me, he is of Wissen sein, Adereve sich reine Lebroche, but he clattered at the Himmel, he climbed in the heavens. Hey, sir! When I heard that, I didn't understand. Pesach means that we reach to him and not only he was and did, he directs me today. He guides me today. It's a sequel for Eretz Mitzrayim. Hashgoch et Rotz. Shalom der Himmel. Pesach. Wieder Himmel zu die Gommel an der Rot. Um mit Masi zu sein. What a Jew can reach to if he lives through the Pesach as Tere would want him to live through the Pesach. immune un nuovo regno. That's the purpose of the government. You serve Allah Rikula to renew that pattern within ourselves every year on Pesach, so that during the year every act of ours will be an act of emunah. And I say to you, that it couldn't show you how late. Let's try our utmost to live through a Pesach, to live through a Seder Pesach, as it should be lived through. Begin to understand open our minds to think, to ask, and be prepared to answer. So he doesn't want us to be blind and never ask, to realize the limitations to the intelligence of man. There's a limit to what we can ask. But within that limit, ask. Try to find an answer. Try to explain. Try to see the joy of what that understanding brings into life. Gain the title of performing a mitzvah. Because it's a mune in action. That's why mitzvahs are so sweet. That's why mitzvahs are so delectable. It's philosophy in action. Who's the philosophy? Leads to Kfila Vinika. Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs. To translate a world of thought into a world of action. And say, Sikol, Mi'eretz Mitzrayim. And then Emune becomes a living fact that carries us through all the problems, all the vicissitudes, always seeing the light of Hashem Yisborach. And just as this Gu'ule we speak of in the night of Pesach, we speak also of a Gula Asir. We speak of a Shir Chodosh that we will yet merit to perform, to live through, seeing Hashem Yisborach in the light that the Nevi'im pictured for us. May it be in our time.